the National Football League welcomes you to the Pepsi Super Bowl 54 Halftime Show.
The surveillance state's got brand new tricks.
No, we don't.
Seriously.
We're not spies.
All people are tech people.
When we make space for women, we make space for everyone.
Ryan Gable with us tonight on Ground Zero. I mean, yeah, there were a lot of, wannabe conspiracy theorists out there that wanted to point out that the performance was drenched in Illuminati symbolism, but it goes deeper than that.
Those guys are sharp as nails up there. You can't put anything past them.
And then we see her bow down inside the ritual circle with the rope on.
This circle would never hold back a sea rhinoceros.
And we can see this symbolism all over masonry.
Buddy, I gotta dig a little deeper. There's no...
The Illuminati.
You gotta be kidding me! I got boxes full of...
The Illuminati.
And here we can see some pyramid symbolism that we saw again and again during the halftime show.
Now, I ask you, what do you see?
I just see,
The Illuminati.
What do you see?
Here we can see some pyramid symbolism, but then we have the pyramid symbolism again with J-Lo at the top center being illuminated again by the light of Lucifer.
Buddy, I gotta dig a little deeper. There's no
Lucifer.
Gotta be kidding me, I got boxes full of
Lucifer.
I can't believe people believe in this stuff. Like, seriously? They'll find any reason to say it's Illuminati.
Oh, Miley Cyrus has an eyeball tattoo. Illuminati confirmed.
Doritos are triangle shaped. Illuminati confirmed.
Illuminati confirmed.
Yes!
Oh, what's going on?
Pringles. We're trapped in a Pringles commercial. They must have taken us in our sleep.
How can we get out?
We can't, Summer. They warned me this would happen. I didn't listen.
Ego from us deliver but temptation into not us we end. Us against us best. Those forgive me as trespasses are us forgive
and
grant daily our day this us here. Heaven.
Lady.
I ask you, what do you see?
When in reality, it wasn't really satanic. It was more so, I guess you could call it ancient ritualism, maybe even Wiccan ritualism.
In essence, Clyde, this was a giant fertility ritual signifying the coming of spring and rebirth. It was a sex magic ritual. And I think it was really subtle, too, but it was still very, very powerful with the usage of the female and these symbols and archetypes.
They wanted to point out that the performance was drenched in Illuminati symbolism, but it goes deeper than that.
Buddy, I gotta dig a little deeper. There's no
Lucifer.
Gotta be kidding me! I got boxes full of
the Illuminati.
Illuminati confirmed.
Ryan Gable with us tonight on Ground Zero.
In essence, Clyde, this was a giant fertility ritual signifying the coming of spring and rebirth. It was a sex magic ritual.
Those guys are sharp as nails up there. You can't put anything past them.
Now, I ask you, what do you see?